It is the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. I'm your host, Heaven Hollywood. To my left, my man's in them.
What up?
One third of the crazies. My producer extraordinaire behind the boards, Jimmy Ace.
Thank you very much.
Making all the shit happen.
Thank you.
And welcome to another Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, sponsored by Dollhouse Radio, of course. India Morrell, CEO, owner, bad bitch, and all that other stuff. We have another great show tonight. We continue with November as Porn Star Takeover Month, being that we went to Exotica early in the month. A great turnout. And the porn stars really made themselves look good. Jimmy Ace, because I'll tell you.
Yes.
It was the biggest turnout.
Yeah.
So far of all the Exotica conventions.
I heard that outside there.
Hot shit. Yeah. A lot of the porn stars really made themselves look good. You know, great event for 3 days. All the parties were insane. You know, you go out, you have a good time, and you go to the after parties. Of course, we had the VIP, so we was free in the after parties. We had an incredible after party thrown by Dollhouse own Ralph.
Hey, Ralphie boy.
Ralph, yeah. One of the Jedi Council from the Monday night show with my brother Wes Clark.
Yes, shout out to them.
Real talk.
Yes. Great show.
Where you talk about strictly films and
TV.
And TV.
Yes.
So,
brother does an outstanding job on it.
Does a great job. That's right up his lane. He knows everything about films and movie. I believe he was on there tearing up the Aaliyah movies as well. he's in more detail. Have. As he should.
Yeah.
We covered that on the last show, and we're going to, this week, be taking names and what's it called? Kicking ass and taking names?
Yeah, kicking ass and taking names, yes.
Because last show, we didn't have the actual people
who need
to be blamed.
Mm-hmm.
But
they need to be blamed.
They need to be blamed. Yes. Make sure you get that link out, Jimmy A, the YouTube link out, and put
I'm about to do
tag
right
Misty's
now.
Name to it, as well as India.
Yes.
So right everyone now. Will know.
That's right.
So once we get Misty Stone, now the new cover of Penthouse.
Yes.
Big things.
Very big things.
Very big things. She will be along with us at 8:30.
Sexy shirt.
Yeah. Woo. Half an hour Misty will be along to on our Dollhouse Radio audio visual interview of the week. Porn star interview. The porn star takeover continues in November. The way they're going, hell, they may trickle over to December. No, I'm just
why not?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Longer than that.
Ho, 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 on the way.
Yeah, ho, ho, it is.
Before I go into my thoughts on the Whitney Houston movie, I want to talk about some of these producers. that need to catch.
Before you do, are you on? You on live?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to find you. I can't find you on here on YouTube for some reason. Like last week.
I should be on the. Should be there.
Yeah, it was last week, and not this one. That's why I'm making sure that.
Well, remember there was two links.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to Dial House Radio.
Yeah, I did that.
There should be. Should be a link there.
Went to Dial House Radio. Oh, you're talking about? Oh, you tweet? Did you put it on the Twitter? You mean? Because I'm looking at the YouTube. I'm looking at the YouTube.
I put it on the Twitter, then it should have.
Okay,
the,
let me check that real quick. Okay. Then.
Continue. Better be on.
Sorry about that. Carry on, sir.
So we have to talk about. We're gonna make fun of some celebrities today. I have to give the blockhead of the week out. And I'll give people some personal tea that you may not know, that you will not get anywhere else except the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have Misty Stone, the one and only.
Mm-hmm.
Does the celebrity owe, this is what we're gonna talk about, our topic.
Mm-hmm.
Does the celebrity owe the paparazzi? There's been some situations where celebrities have complained a lot about paparazzi, about, oh, I can't even go and have a coffee with my daughter without people asking for autographs. And then a lot of people say, well, that's what you sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. You want to be Brad Pitt? You know, you want to be Eddie Murphy, you want to be, you know, Jay-Z, you want to be Beyonce. There are things that come along with that.
Right.
So my question is, do they owe the paparazzi anything? Should they speak to, and I don't know, what is it coming on or is it not coming
no,
on?
No, I don't see it.
I
do not see it.
Okay.
I just see last week's. Because the one from last week, I saw it while we were doing the show. That, so I know that was good. You know, it says,
well,
right,
it's
here.
On. We'll see what that. Maybe it's a delay.
I hope so. That would suck if we have Missy on. And
No. It's saying.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's broadcasting.
I don't know.
It says live.
All right, let me do something. I got an idea.
Okay.
I'm going to restart my phone and then try again.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Because there is going to be a tad delay, I believe.
A tad?
A tad.
What's a tad? A few seconds?
Yeah, it shouldn't even be that. It should be a minute or so. But I feel as though, you know how the athletes, they have to talk to the, they have to talk to media.
Yeah, well, that's a reason, because they're seen a public eye and they play a sport that a lot of people like, which is where the money comes in. That's why they make all this money, because there's sponsors, there's advertisers, and there's the owners of the league and the agents and all that other stuff. So they have to talk. That's why they make it public of their contracts. That's why you know how much they make, because they're in the public eye.
Well, I feel the same way about movie stars.
Yeah, right now.
You're out there.
Yeah.
We're paying pretty much helping pay your salary. We go to see your movies.
Yeah, they talk about how much a movie makes.
Right, you talk about how much this movie made, this, that, and
your
the
brother
other.
Talks about it on his show.
Right,
you know,
you go and reveal your money or most of your money to celebritynetwork.com. You know, it's been known. That they've been saying Jay-Z is worth around, you know, $575 million, $600 million. If you go to network.com, it says around the same thing. Mm. So somehow or another, they're getting this information.
Mm-hmm. Right. True.
So my thing is, they should be made to talk. Listen.
Yeah.
Paparazzi is now, they're a part of media. There's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was not like this 20 years ago where you actually had to go to journalism school. Mm-hmm. You had to go to college and major in communications.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to come up and do some sort of school or whatever, be an intern somewhere, and then
a lot of obstacles.
I didn't do none of that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got the same access as these other motherfuckers got. Because that's just the way media is now.
Yep.
I could take my little laptop. You could take, you know,
right now.
Right. How it used to be. I could take my little laptop and broadcast to millions of people with a little laptop from my house.
All over the world.
Yep. All over the world.
Yep.
And if I reach enough people and enough people hear it, people like it, and they come back and then they tell someone and they come. And it's just like back in the day when there was only CBS Sports, NBC Sports,
ABC
Sports.
And that's it.
Even before ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
You pretty much had to wait.
Right.
Now you've got Twitter. Mm-hmm. You've got blogs. You got things that are happening in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can take a computer and say, John Sports.
Yep.
And I can go out to the Super Bowl and get interviews
mm-hmm.
with people.
That's right.
As long as I have the credentials. You know, so in my opinion, media is everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
They make your phones media accessible.
And there's a reason for that. Because
There's a reason for it.
Right. If it was against it, then, because you know the FCC don't say nothing.
Right.
Even though they have nothing to do with that, because that's nothing to do with the radio, the radio signal that they use.
There's
it's totally different.
For it. There's a reason for it.
Hello.
Because
there's money involved.
There's money involved.
A lot of money involved.
So my thing is for them to, you know, for Kanye West wants to. Now, listen, everyone crosses the line. If there's a paparazzi, I don't care who the hell is. If he's crossing the line,
right? That's
okay, I understand.
That's
if
different.
He's asking you something you know is good and damn well you don't want answered, if he's disrespecting, you know, Kim, you know, if he's disrespecting your daughter,
Kanye.
Disrespecting, but if they're coming up to you asking you questions, you're Kanye West. You're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, dumbass.
If you're sitting and having dinner, if you, a lot of times, paparazzis feed off of the way you speak to them.
Yeah.
If you come and put your camera in Kanye's face, and he said, didn't I tell y'all to leave me alone? I'm out here trying to have dinner with my family. If he says like that, they're going to respond. They're going to have the same response to him. But if he says, listen, guys, I understand this is what you do. I'm kind of trying to have dinner with my wife right now. If you let us finish this,
there you go.
And when we're leaving, I'll get in as many possible interviews as I can going to the car.
Exactly.
I guarantee you, they would leave him alone.
You think so?
And say,
but there might be some that might be still.
There might be some, but then they should have no problem once he black out. But if he says, listen, I'm gonna ask y'all for respect, and I'm gonna respect y'all when we're leaving. For as many people as I can, from the time it takes for me to get from this building to my car,
mm-hmm.
I won't run.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask and take as many pictures as y'all want. But please, give me this time. I'm with my wife. I'm with my daughter. I don't really want to talk right now. I guarantee you, if he responded like that, he would get a much better response.
Mm-hmm.
When here's the proof in the pudding. When we did the Super Bowl, it was the, y'all remember the year? I guess it was 05 when the 06 when the
which one, the Colts and the Bears?
Colts and the Bears.
That's January 07.
We went down for the Colts and the Bears. We did the Super Bowl.
That's cool. In Miami.
I'm lying.
Oh, ooh.
Saints.
Oh, the Colts.
Saints Colts.
Oh, that's later on. That's
09 something like that.
Yeah. 09, something like 08. Yeah.
We went down to there to do that. That and Kim Kardashian was down there.
Ooh.
Okay, because Reggie Bush at the time she was dating.
Yeah.
She was dating Reggie Bush at the time.
Do you remember what Reggie Bush said to her one time?
Because
she wanted to get married to Reggie Bush, and Reggie Bush said, "Okay, I'll get married to you if we win the Super Bowl." And they won.
They won Super Bowl.
And he must have been like, "Yeah."
I have my fingers crossed.
I guess because then all of a sudden after that they broke up. I noticed that.
My fingers were crossed.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, sure. And she slaps that ass. In. Sure.
Kim Kardashian had stated, her people had stated, the only people that are allowed in here are the E Channel. So all you other small networks,
mm-hmm.
you can't. And that time we was doing Block TV, IE Network. We had just started the IE Network.
Mm.
So, you know, we were small. We weren't on TV. We were on public access.
Yeah.
the manager goes, all the other small networks have to leave. The only people that are allowed to stay here is E. So all of the other networks started bitching, moaning, what the F you talking about, this, that, and the other. But the IE network, we sat there and we said, okay, is it possible at all that we could maybe get an interview later on or just a quick word? Okay. Now, no, the rules are no one but the E network allowed. So Kim saw this. And she said, these guys have their credentials. Let them stay. And we got a Kim Kardashian interview. We got an interview. Now, this is after everyone said no interviews with Kim.
No. Right. No.
We got a Kim Kardashian interview. We got a Kris Jenner interview.
Look at that.
We got, damn, we got the whole damn family. We got Rob Kardashian. We got Reggie Bush's family.
Wow.
And that's all because we responded in a professional manner.
Wow.
We didn't stomp out of there. We didn't say, this is bullshit. I'm not F you, bitch. You ain't all that. You didn't do that. And like I said, sometimes it just pays to be a tad bit professional.
Yeah, definitely. Just pay the game.
Because they remember that.
Exactly.
You know, they remember that.
So that's when you fell in love with Kim, when that happened?
No, I was in love with her long before that. But that helped.
I thought it was the origin. That's what I mean.
That helped.
Yeah.
That's why I say people hate on her. But she's a nice, from what I've seen,
your experience,
she's a very nice
girl. Yeah, your experience.
You know what I mean? Because she didn't have to do that.
Wow. Word. She didn't have to do that. That's mad cool.
We were a small network.
That's mad cool, actually.
You know what I mean?
That's mad cool.
We were a small network.
Mm-hmm.
The same way happened with Diddy. When we met Diddy down at was the Super Bowl for the Bears and the Colts.
So that's Miami. This is Miami. Yeah.
We did that Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was called 12 Hours with Diddy. The party went from 10 at night to 10 in the morning.
Wow.
Nice.
At this club called Chakra. Maybe it was Mansion. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Miami on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran the same thing. No cameras allowed except BET, blah, blah, blah. You know, no independent cameras.
Wow, even BET got love. Wow.
Right. No independent cameras.
I'm shocked.
Rest in peace to 106 in Park, by the way.
Oh, really? After all these years?
106 in Park is going off the air.
Wow. That's a long time.
They're going to be strictly digital now. So Bow Wow's out of a job. Bow Wow may be the whole, you know, they got to still have a host on digital, but they won't need two.
That's a long time.
And it's like ever since.
You know how many years?
14 years.
Wow. Though, yeah, it seemed longer for some reason.
It does seem longer.
Wow. No kidding.
Nah, it's got to be longer than 14
years. Yeah, that's right. I could have sworn it was the early 90s, late 80s or something.
Somebody said 14. Maybe it
was 16. You sure? Because I remember like over 20 years ago, remember that being on. I could have sworn. I could be wrong.
106 in part?
I could have sworn it's at least 20. I could be wrong. I'm not saying. But maybe. It don't seem.
We'll look it up.
That seems too short. We just said it. It seemed longer than that.
Yeah, look it up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look it up. But they're taking that off the air. Wow. But you know what happened was, we came down there. You know what you need when you're dealing with somebody like Diddy. You need to be two things. One, you need to look professional.
Mm-hmm.
You need three things. Two, you need to look the part. You look like you got to look like and act like
you've been there.
We're
before,
the shit.
Right?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't even want us down here.
Right.
And the third thing, you gotta have a bad bitch. You have to have a bad bitch.
Yeah, it works. Bitch gets you anywhere.
And,
yeah.
Right. And we
that's
had,
your media
and
pass.
We had Nefertiti doing the interviews.
Nice.
The baddest, the first lady of Block TV. We had Nefertiti doing our interviews. And that was all she wrote. Titty said, they can stay.
Yeah, buddy.
Right, look at you.
You know, with MTV, with BET, and it was little old Block TV, our first time out ever. Wow. It's our first event. Nah, they can stay. He seen the chick, you know, eyed the chick for a little bit. Saw that we had our camera crew. We was all suited up, professional looking. All right. You know, we came from New York, but they came all the way down here from New York. You know what I mean? So they're from my hometown, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Gotta respect that.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not everyone's like you, though.
Not everyone's like you.
No.
Some people, you're sitting eating dinner, and they're outside taking pictures of you.
Right.
You're driving your car. Mm-hmm. They're next to you.
They're tracking you down like they do to Kim, and like that's the reason why Princess Diana got killed.
Yeah.
She was running from a paparazzi.
Yeah.
Now, that's uncalled for. You know, Justin Bieber's driving down the street, and you got paparazzi hanging out the side of the car. Right. That's uncalled for.
That's what fucks it up. One person fucks it up for everybody.
Mm-hmm. You can get yourself in an accident doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I agree with, and I'm not in a situation, so I'm just talking shit. When you sign up to become an artist, a movie star, you're not going in it saying, all right, cool, I got to deal with paparazzi. You're saying, I like music. I want to make an
That's your
album.
Love. Yeah, whatever
you
love.
So you make an album, right. Next thing you know, millions of people love it.
If you're lucky. Yeah.
Right, if you're lucky. Then all of a sudden you come out, and 10 million people are sitting there taking pictures of you, and you're kind of like, that's hot, but I didn't sign up for that part. I just was trying to make an album, really.
Right.
And even with the movie thing, you act, you want to be a good actor, and the next thing you know, you become Tom Cruise and shit, and then you realize, ah, shit, I got to do it. That's probably what happened to Kanye. He's so in love with music, which was great job, and now he realized, damn, I got to deal with these motherfuckers now, and he can't handle that shit.
Yeah, he definitely can't handle it.
That's probably the truth.
Yeah, that makes sense when you say it that way.
But to the public eye, it's like you sign up for it. To me, it's like, damn, I just was good at making beats and wanted to rhyme.
Yeah.
Right. Now I'm in the situation where I sign up for it. I ain't signed up for this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't signed up for none of it. Shit.
I remember even Tupac when he was alive, he said, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
I remember him saying this before he died.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't sign up for this. I'm just a music. You know,
I signed up for that check, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I freestyle.
So I just make music.
Freestyled on the corner was mad nice. Now I'm ill. And now I'm making millions of dollars. And the next thing you know, I sign up for it. It's like, no, I'm just mad ill. It's like, that's all. All right.
Okay, what we're going to do, Mr. Tupac, we understand.
But yeah, I know, but.
Give that check back. Whoa, I didn't say that.
Well, yeah, of course.
But you know what's funny? Tupac loved to stir shit. But yet he contradicts himself when he said that.
Well, that was Tupac.
Yeah, but that's how he was.
Tupac contradicted himself in every single record.
Yeah, true Gemini.
But, you know, like keep your head up and then I get around.
And then, you know.
Brendan's got a baby and fuck then big, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck Biggie.
Not to get in that argument. Two different women, though. Chicks that are really holding it down versus hoes.
Yeah, that's true.
Two different chicks.
Yeah, I mean, even though some people don't
understand. I didn't have a problem with it.
Two different chicks.
You know, but a lot of the Tupac haters... That's going to be their number one
argument.
Yeah,
that's the argument. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just like Nas haters say, you're just saying Uchi Wally one minute, and then you're saying one mic the next minute. What's it going to be? Even Jay-Z used that in a battle.
Yeah.
In one of his battle rhymes.
Right.
He used the same thing. Is it Uchi Wally? Is it one mic? You know, or is it Lost Girl? What? Some young girl lost, or I owe you for ice, or whatever the hell that song. Yeah. Well, however it went. But,
You were saying.
I was saying that I think they should be made to talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's part of your job.
I think because, you know what? When they come out with an album, when they are promoting a new film, they are looking for the cameras.
Right.
And it's their publicists that call up paparazzi and photographers to tell them, Will Smith is going to be landing today.
Right.
He's coming to New York to promote his film. And they throw it out there so all the paparazzi can go, Will Smith is going to come. It's coming to New York. Let's go to the airport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do people think they know this?
Hello.
They know it because, people give them that information. They don't just, have the information. I'm just as big as New York is.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there goes Rihanna. Right, what a coincidence.
Right. Whoa, what a surprise.
What a surprise. Come on. You're going over there because your publicist called. You got some sort of tip. They called and told you, hey, Rihanna's at Benihana's.
Right.
There sitting down eating with her girlfriends. So.
They definitely should be made to talk to paparazzi. I think the people, whoever signs the checks, should tell them that shit. Like, listen.
You have to talk
to
paparazzi.
You got to deal with
at
this.
At least pick the main paparazzis that's not known to be assholes or. And if there happened to be someone around at the time that can film them talking to them, hey, listen, man, you can't snatch people's cameras. That shit costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm a paparazzi and they try to snatch my camera, I'm be tight.
Yeah,
hell
yeah. I'm like, Kanye, I don't give a damn who it is. You try to snatch my camera that I paid hard-earned money for. I ain't got your type of money. So I'm not going to be able to make that up right away. Right. That's going to set me back a few weeks, few months.
Yeah, depending how,
right.
You know.
Depending on how much the equipment is.
Yeah.
So you got to come up out your pocket or something, bruh.
Or I'm going to sue you ass or something.
Right, or I'm going to sue you.
Mm-hmm. That's going to cost you way more. So what's it going to be, buddy?
It's the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. I'm your host, Heaven Hollywood. 8:30, very shortly.
Yep.
You know, text her and tell her to call up.
Yep, I'm about to, as I'm promoting.
Tell her that she is on. We have the new Penthouse cover girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be big. I'm going to ask her. Also, Misty also appeared. She did a little mainstream here. Misty appeared on Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, she did.
Nice.
That's what she said in your interview. And I knew about that before then, too, because she...
So check this out. If she appears on Sons of Anarchy, I'm going to ask her. She did say in my interview, I'm doing porn.
Yep, no matter what. Yep.
No matter what.
Yep, she did say that.
Well, it's easy to say that when the dollars ain't in your face yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play Quentin Tarantino today. And I'm going to ask Miss Misty Stone. Misty?
Misty?
This is Quentin. I have a 2-picture deal coming out. Now, since it is your first major motion pictures, I can pay you $1 million. But you have to quit porn.
Your answer.
And the answer is right. Coming right up.
Answer right
but she's not FaceTiming.
Ah. Are you serious? Well, this, you know.
And we're going to ask Misty that question because Misty Stone is on the line. Misty? 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 Misty?
Oh.
There she is. Okay. It's Misty Stone.
Okay. All right. First off.
Is on the line.
Now, first off.
Okay.
The first question should be,
can we get FaceTime?
Can we get FaceTime? I was just about to text her the number again.
Right.
We didn't.
So yeah. Maybe she meant to do FaceTime because she just hung up.
Oh, okay.
So she probably meant to do FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
Now
she's now we're talking.
Now
right.
She goes.
Ah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Asking you
get
shall
the connection.
Asking you shall receive.
Right. It's going to be the one and only.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The fans are waiting.
Yes, I'm waiting.
The connecting is coming.
Yeah. I might be too. And I'm coming now. Yay!
And there she is. Now everybody can get off my back.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm coming now again.
I'm here, baby. I am here.
The one and only Misty Stone.
Yes. Another round of applause.
Misty, I'm going to play Quentin Tarantino with you today because we were talking about your mainstream appearance. So I'm Quentin Tarantino. We all know that when it comes to the adult entertainment industry right now, and I said it in my interview at Exotica, you are the number one adult. Give this woman a round of applause.
Hell yeah.
She's the number one adult film star. I don't want to hear anyone else tweet me about any other name. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you, baby.
By the way, you won the bet. She had curly.
Ah, yes, and I won the bet because I said she was coming curly. Nice. We bet. I said it was going to be straight or curly. My two here, my man's in them, and my producer extraordinaire, Jimmy Ace.
Yes.
They both said straight.
Yeah.
It was probably wishful thinking.
Yeah, it was.
I said she's coming curly.
Yeah.
Well. That's what it is, baby. You got it. I'm feeling real curly
today. Nice. Did you do any filming today?
Ooh, wow. Yes, I know. Yeah,
boxing and thong.
Can I come to that?
Yeah,
can I come to that?
When
match?
Is your next match?
Word. Yes.
Fuck Mayweather. When is your next match?
I know.
Match?
Oh, shit.
No, I don't have anything scheduled yet. But that match was awesome. I cannot remember the young lady's name. I'll tweet about it today once I get a chance to get to my social media.
Most definitely do that. Missy, I'm going to play Quentin Tarantino. because of something that you interviewed with me on Exotica. So I'm Quentin Tarantino, and I'm calling you up. Ring. Answer your phone. Ring.
Hello.
Yes. Is this Misty Stone?
It is. How are you?
How are you, darling? This is Quentin Tarantino. Don't fall to the floor just yet, because we all know that everyone loves me. I want to talk to you. I did see.
Good question.
She's smart. She's street smart. I love her. That's what I'm saying.
I got your phone number through a couple of friends, couple of adult film star friends of mine. Because we all know that I do have them.
Yeah.
I know everyone, and everyone knows me.
Yeah.
I did see your appearance.
You can never name any of these young ladies.
She's smart.
Listen. I'm Quentin Tarantino. I don't have time to name names.
Time is money here.
Time is money. Yeah, I need to talk to you very quickly. I saw your appearance. I saw your appearance, darling. I saw your appearance, darling, on TV, and I think you have a lot of potential as an actress. I really enjoyed the part that I saw.
Really?
Even though it took me a long time to get your vision out of my head of you doggy style. But I managed to do it.
I understand.
Don't fall to the floor. I know it's amazing that Quentin Tarantino talking to you like this. But
I'm
by the way, is the tape recorder on? Because I don't want to.
But let me ask you something, sweetheart. I have here in my hand a contract. I have two new films coming out, directed by, well, me, of course. Written by, well, me. I have two films that I believe you would fit perfectly in the two roles that I have. I will ask you this, but I do have a catch. Because Quentin Tarantino, I have catches.
Yes, yes.
I want to do a two-picture deal with you. This deal will pay you.
How much? Drum roll, please.
$1 million per film. I know that's the way you start. You're still a new actress, as good as you are. You're a new actress. You will get $1 million per film. So you'll get $2 million.
Okay, well, let's see. Agent fee.
However.
She's agent fee. I got to think about this.
However, roll that around your mouth for a minute.
Oh, boy.
And I know you know how to roll it around your mouth. I just saw a picture of you last night.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm watching this one right now.
You have to give up porn forever. You will get to $2 million, but you are now going to be a Hollywood movie star, sweetheart.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
So.
Is that easy? Oh, you thought I was a hard one? I'm easy, man.
Money talks and bullshit walks.
And he's already
off. That's how. So at that point, Misty, do you call up? Now, who are you contracted under in the adult film industry? You do your own. You a boss bitch. You do your own thing.
I like that.
Independent, baby. I've been independent all my life. This is how it is. I'm with an agency, and I have a team.
Okay.
And my team consists of my agency, as well as my publicist, as well as my business partner.
Right.
And that's pretty much my whole team. My
business partner is
with
the
S. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, you would then, what would that conversation be like? Because now you have now gotten off the phone with Quentin Tarantino, and you basically told Quentin when this guy signed the contract, and that's it. But now you got porn. You have people on your team that are like, okay, Missy, you got to shoot tomorrow. You got two the next day. What's that conversation? Who's the first person you call?
I have to cancel those shoots. The only people that really hurt the most would be the agency.
Right.
And my
Right.
So grand. It has nothing to do with me actually being on film. So I think I'm good.
Who would be the first person? Who would be the first person you'd call?
My mom. Oh, my God.
Oh,
mom,
that's nice.
So mom gets the call. Wait, everyone else is second. Business partner, everyone. Mom first.
Mom first.
Very cool. Yeah.
Okay. If he said, because we, I mean, listen, you're a top adult films. So we know you make bread.
Yep.
We already know you make bread. If he said 500,000, are you doing it?
And that's for each movie.
Right? Yes. So it still comes out to a mil.
But for two and several.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if it goes low, if it starts going down towards 100,000 for two films, no.
Yeah, we not. Definitely.
Definitely not. Because you can make that up on your brand alone.
If it comes with the quitting and you giving me ultimatums and so forth and so on, and we not hitting with the $1 million per movie, two picture deal, $2 million, no, I don't think so, baby. I need that brand. I need to ensure that I'm going to have something to invest or something to fall back on just in case I don't make it. You did?
Right.
I'm smart.
Absolutely. We're talking to the one and only Misty Stone, the new Penthouse cover girl.
And another round of applause.
I'll tell you, that is, and from what I hear, you were supposed to have been gotten that, correct?
I mean, no, I wouldn't say it like that. It's just like when we had the conversation, it was just like, oh, you know, we're sorry, we should have done this a while ago. Like, oh, it was just like, you know,
very. What was the feeling like? I mean, because, you know, growing up, the only magazines that counted was Playboy and Penthouse.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know, so.
That
so,
didn't mean much, especially because I did a little bit of research, and I think what I saw, been three black women to grace that cover, and I'm one of them.
Mm. So,
nice.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Very big.
And I'm a Penthouse pet. I think that's so cliche.
That's cool.
Cool.
My life is awesome right now, so I really do appreciate it. I can't wait to go on tour.
Right.
Get my chain. Wear my chain. You know, I should be wearing my chain right now.
Right. The Penthouse chain.
The Penthouse key. Yeah.
That means that once you get that Penthouse chain, that's it. That can never be taken away.
That's official. Okay.
That's awesome.
On Instagram, I'll post it eventually.
We heard, and we're talking to the one and only Misty Stone, Misty Stone XXX on Twitter. We heard that the Exotica convention that just passed set records. That entire weekend, how did you enjoy yourself that weekend? Because it really was bigger. Seemed like they said this was the biggest turnout for the 3-day weekend of all of the ones ever done in Edison. A lot of them say that.
Now, if you miss out on New Jersey, you fucking missed out on Exotica, baby. I'm so sorry. But New Jersey is where the fans show so much love. Like,
right.
You know, they actually buy stuff, you know?
Right.
We sit in our booths, you know, we communicate, we have, like, you know, fun games and things to interact with everybody. And it's just a good time. So, if you missed out,
And I saw Misty. I mean, and like I said, she was out there. There, I saw some independent rap artists. She was doing drops for them. That alone, you get Misty Stone to drop to do a drop on your mixtape.
Yeah, well, she did my podcast a couple of times.
Global Thugs.
Mm-hmm.
They did actually an Exotica mixtape.
Right.
Know,
nice. Wow.
Absolutely.
Dope. That was dope.
Very nice.
What was your favorite part? It was a 3-day weekend. You got there Friday, I believe. I believe you were there all 3 days.
I actually got there Thursday.
Mm. Oh, day early.
I'm a smart girl.
What was your favorite part of the entire weekend?
I would say my favorite part, other than making all the money that I made,
obviously,
was in it with my girls in the jacuzzi. Oh my god, that was my favorite part.
Oh
Jesus
had
Christ!
So much fun. It was a bunch of us girls. We went down the jacuzzi. We weren't supposed to be there, but we did it anyway. We were pretty much kind of skinny dipping. We broke all the rules.
Oh man,
what a life! Jesus Christ!
No.
And
any pictures of that, by the way?
My producer was like, any pictures of that, by the way? Happened to be laying around?
Yeah.
Go to my Instagram at
MistyStone420.
What?
There we go. Instagram at 420.
Ben,
is there someone that you, I mean, I'm sure you know everybody. Is there someone, an adult star that you did not know prior to Jersey that you met that you found kind of cool?
Oh,
right.
The cutest little fucking faces. You just want to squeeze them. So I got to meet some of the new team, some of the new girls on our team at our agency, LA Direct. And girls that I do remember their names, and they are very rememberable. One of them is Mona Star.
Mm-hmm. Montana Star?
Montana Star. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of her, yeah.
Yeah, she was really cool. She was really cool.
It's this. But Montana Star and the blonde chick, what was her name? Destiny Dreamy. Oh, they were just so
very cool. Nice girls.
Just left such a great impression on me. And, you know, honestly, I didn't realize how many girls really look up to me in this industry. And it just kind of like,
That was my next question.
I'm setting these boundaries, and I'm showing them that, you know, we can do it too. It's so wonderful, the response that I'm getting from the young ladies. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Wow, yeah, that's a question I definitely wanted to ask, because we, of course, were in the hotel across from yours.
Okay.
And when...
Ironically, of course.
When they
what a surprise.
We actually had like some people like walking up and down the hall. We was like, wait a minute. And they were getting ready to knock on your door, and we were like, No, don't go in there. They're like, oh, well, we were looking for people.
Yeah,
for,
right.
We were looking for some, you know, and we were like, yeah, no, there's no one in there. Right. Yeah. So was there something that you were able to tell them? Because when they found out you was across the hall, they were like, lost it. I remember. And they went across there. And is there something you were able to tell them as far as getting into the industry and what have you?
You mean like, was there any questions in particular that I remember?
Advice about the business, or because they're new to the business and you're a vet and you pretty much, you know the movement and know how things work and, you know, especially being African American, or what was there anything that you was able to tell them as far as any advice from you that they would take with them?
No, I don't remember, Bethany. But if I can give the young lady some advice right now, if you want me to, but I'm pretty sure, you know, I go into deep conversations.
Right.
I have these long, forged folk out, so I definitely talk to the girls and I go real deep. But offhand,
how about right now? What would you say to them if they're trying to get the, you know, they're trying to break in? Because like you said, there's a lot of girls. There are a lot of girls. And picking, if you can give them the one main, your best advice for just staying persistent and staying long-lasting like you have been, and still going strong in the business, what would that be?
Well, if you're asking about that, staying persistent, staying relevant for a long time, I would say don't give up everything once, baby. No, give the audience something to look forward to. Mm. That makes any sense.
Right.
You know, don't come to the industry. And this is kind of hard sometimes for African-American ladies because we are black. They want us to give it all. You know, like, well, you don't do that. Oh, we won't shoot you. Well, don't take that. You know what I'm saying? Stand for something. Even if they say they won't, you know, there's somebody that will. Mm. And I learned that from my agent. And I want to give big props to Eric because a lot of people, like, not so. And he's done a lot of good stuff for me, baby. In this case, you know, I had a lot of agencies that I was going to when I was flip-flop and figure out where I really wanted to be. And everybody was telling me, you know, oh, Miss D, they're not going to pay that, you know, they're not going to pay that type of money for you, you know, and I know what they really wanted to say. Mm. They're not going to pay that type of money for the black girl. Mm. We're sugarcoating it, keeping it real nice and sweet, but I'd rather people keep it real. And I found an agency, LA Direct, Derek, who saw what I was worth, and he would not take anything less, and I appreciate that man for that. Because to this day, I am still the highest paid night bitch in the industry. What?
Woo! That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah! Take that. Take that. Well, crunch. What y'all eating? Crunch.
If you feel like that's what you're worth, baby, then be persistent and keep moving. Do not take no for an answer. If one person says no, if five people say no, there's going to be one person that's going to say yes. You know? And as far as lasting long, skipping a little at a time, give it, don't do anal.
Yeah, because you still haven't done anal to this scene. You're not going to.
No. I'm not going to say I'm not going to. If somebody comes correct and brings me the right amount on that check, the right amount of zeros, I'll definitely do an anal scene. Or in the future, you know, if I feel like I want to do a mintystone.com and just do an exclusive anal scene on my website, then, you know, it could be so many things in the future that I may do. I don't know. I'm a spontaneous type of bitch, so I don't plan anything. It's just going to happen, okay?
You hear that, Quentin Tarantino?
Hear that, Quentin? This is the one and only Misty Stone. Misty Stone, XXX on Twitter. Let everybody know the website and also about the pinouts. Now, is the pinout issue out yet?
Yes, it is. It is at every newsstand.
Every newsstand. Go get it.
Yeah.
Go get it. And it's the holiday issue. Call me Miss December. So go put that under your tree. Find it for a nice friend.
Literally.
It's a little dirty, but not too dirty. Very classy. Mm-hmm. So, and they got a little calendar.
I'll be going tomorrow.
Hello?
I'll be going tomorrow. My producer. I'll give it to him for Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Yankee man deserves that. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate you coming on such short notice. You always show Dollhouse love. We appreciate you so much. And Misty, continued success. Continue being the hottest porn star in the game, adult film star, crossing over to mainstream. Just continued success, baby, and blessings to you.
Thank you. And go buy my Fleshlight.
There you go.
You gotta buy the Fleshlight.
You gotta buy it.
Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Red light. Buy that Misty Fleshlight.
Thank
you, Misty. We appreciate you, darling.
Yes.
Thank you.
You see them lips?
There's a lip. Bye, Jesus Misty. Christ. Let me turn this woman off.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Misty.
Thank you, Misty.
Oh.
Wow. On that note, you see the lips?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those lips.
Which one?
Man, she is beautiful. She showed that she gave a part.
Yeah, man.
I got to go get that penthouse.
Yeah,
and it's so funny. It's like when you see her doing scenes with the curly hair.
Yeah,
she looks like a totally different person with the straight hair.
That's true. Oh yeah, that's absolutely right. No, it is. That's right.
She looks like a totally different person with the straight
hair.
She's
a bad chick. Yeah,
bad chick.
She's the best. She's
that's the reason why I feel as though that mainstream crossover could work for her because she's a bad chick.
Yeah,
I mean, she's got that girl next door black girl look.
Yes, yeah, and round the way chick.
Right. Mm-hmm. She got the girl next door black girl look. She doesn't have like the ghetto look. She doesn't talk ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a bad chick. She reminds me a lot of Hillary from Fresh Prince. Remember when Hillary was younger?
Oh, she's kind of washed up now. You seen her lately?
Oh, she's washed up. That hurt my heart.
It hurt me when I saw it. Yeah,
Hillary
was like,
so bad.
Yeah, she was.
Except for her little nose. She got a little nose job. In my opinion, her nose was a little bit whatever. But she was still bad, though. It didn't matter.
Right.
I'm just saying.
She was bad.
That was the only thing I would complain about. She was bad, though. Mm. You know what I meant to ask and I keep forgetting?
What's that?
I'm going to ask the next porn star this. How does a fucking dude get into porn? I say that because that's every dude's dream in general. So how?
Someone is thinking about it, right?
No, I can't. I would get murdered. I got people listening.
He just kidding.
Not
like,
me.
Just kidding.
Somebody else.
I was only kidding.
Well, again, and I told people, I don't tell many people this, but I did tell people this at one point.
Right
out of high school. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people always say, well, how do you know so many porn people?
How do you know so many porn
people? Hey, well, heaven Hollywood. How do you know so many porn people?
Right out of high school, okay, I had got involved with a female whose dad was a porn director.
Oh.
Okay. And one day, I'm kicking it with the guy, and he was like, hey, you want to come down to the set?
The sun come out tomorrow?
Now, this is when they were still allowed to do stuff in New York.
Oh, yeah, back then, yeah.
This is when I was allowed to do stuff in New York. So, you know, they're talking, and I felt a little weird when he's like, African-American males are now starting to become, before, 10 years prior to that, they weren't really, it was really taboo. But now, interracial scenes are really starting to pick up, and they're looking for young African-American talent. So, at this time, there was a chick in porn named Little Ass.
I remember her. Yeah, I liked her. Yeah, I remember her.
Little Ass. And he was filming Little Ass. L-I-L-A-S.
I remember her.
If you Google her, you'll be able to see
her. What happened to her? You know? She disappeared, huh?
Yeah, just
I remember her, though.
That was the scene. Just got older and then got out of it.
I remember the
90s. Back then, black chicks were really making nothing. But she was one of the more popular black chicks.
Yeah, I remember.
Little Ass. So, he's like, I'm putting together this independent film. Why don't you, would you like to get into porn? Hell yeah. So now then you're thinking, hey, it's, but that's all you're thinking. All I got to do is fuck bitch. Trust me. It's nothing like that.
Really?
So I did the scene with Lil Ass.
Okay.
Oh, what?
And, I did the scene with Lil Ass. And
Let me try to find that.
Let's talk about that.
Maybe you can, but I don't know if you can.
So okay.
I'll put you like this. I looked for it, and I didn't find it.
So you didn't have to like stop during the scene?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to fluff?
This is the problem.
Oh, okay.
This is what I said, this ain't for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I love watching it, but I can say I'm a living witness. I did two scenes, both with Lil Ass.
Wow.
And back then, it was cool. Your porn was more, had more of a storyline.
Yeah, right. It did. Yeah. So what was your story?
So I was like her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
She was cheating on me with this other guy, and then at the end, the boyfriend got her back. She ended up coming back to them, and then they have sex. The end scene, he has sex with them.
So you and the boyfriend having sex,
right? Me and the girl, and I'm the boyfriend. So me and her, I end up forgiving her. Comes back, we end up fucking or whatever.
Gotcha,
dude.
Not bad.
That was the worst time ever. Number one.
Okay.
Number one, you have to, it takes roughly, now it takes even longer now, but back then, it weren't as many camera angles or positions as they do now.
Mm.
It took at least 7 hours.
Damn.
Of shooting. 7 hours of waiting around, beating your dick, trying to get your dick hard, because your scene, you got to wait for your scenes to shoot. It was awful because you're having sex. Now, not only are you having, because it's not like they put you in a room and set the camera and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You got the director, you got the producers, you got the script, back then, the script supervisor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You got the light people.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got hot lights shining on your ass.
Right.
And back then, all of the dudes on the, all the people on the crew were men.
Right, yeah. So he's always sitting there staring at you.
Yeah, all the people. It's not like so now how it was females now and stuff like that. Most of the crew were men.
Hmm.
Cut. Me, once I had to stop, you know, one time her face like went in the pillow and didn't go correctly, and they were, oh, no, you messed up that one, blah, blah, blah. You got to start over.
Damn.
Oh, no, you can't go right. I'm getting ready to, not right now. We got to make sure she, the wetness, they had to put like the spray wetness down there, make sure, play with yourself a little bit, little ass, you know, for a few minutes. I'm sitting there like, oh, my God.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Now, if they would have had, like, some female dick jerkers.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, some other hot females.
Come over here, give me some head while we finish this.
Right. Like a pit team in NASCAR.
Right.
And they do have that now.
Oh, yeah, now.
Now there's more people
in
the movies with you. So when you're in the movie, your scene, they'll have a girl from another scene. Hey, come jerk him off while we're waiting.
That's a quick pick me up.
That's great. That's great. But the lights and all that stuff is just not me.
So let me ask you then.
I was like, nah, I'm good.
So if it was now and you did that, and would it maybe been different experience?
It'd probably be worse.
Okay.
It'd probably be worse.
And why is that?
Well, now it's longer. I'm hearing that they're having sex, that they're filming 12, 13 hours now.
No.
You know what I mean?
And out of that 13 hours, you're really only fucking...
You know, it really depends on how long it takes you to shoot your scene. And they very rarely...
That's...
Because you have to have sex in a certain position for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Right. And then,
you can't ejaculate.
Right. Yeah, that's how you know that.
If you do ejaculate, I remember we had Olivia O'Lovely on our show one year when we were down on Mixed Bully. And she told a story about how our... what's his name? One is always talking to shit. Wesley Pipes.
Yeah. Oh, him. He's annoying as fuck.
Came inside her.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, oh, he tried to act like he didn't. Man. And she was like, no, you came. And she said they had to end up canceling the scene
because
he couldn't get hard again. You know what I mean? And she was like, he came inside me, and then we ended up having to reshoot, reschedule it or what have you. But... Listen, I give you all your credit in the world.
Hell yeah.
It's work.
Hell yeah. But oh, hell yeah.
Like what's his name said, even though he can't rap, but Brian Pumper got a song called Porno Nigga.
Here we go with him. He this always comes up Brian Pumper.
Porno Nigga. That's my joint.
The 6 degrees of Brian Pumper every time.
Right. And he says, as well, I'm going to end my show with my Brian Pumper quote.
Oh, boy.
What's it? And he says, Porno Nigga. He says he's walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Guys say, Porno, and I can see this happening. Okay. Porno nigga. Oh, shit. Yo, that's him. Put me on, son. Yo, fam, get me in. Right? And he said, and I probably respond something like, you know, they're hype. You know, they want to, it's something like they hype. They want to show what they can do or want to get to it. But get in front of lights and cameras and can't do it. That's the truth.
That's a good line.
That's the truth.
That's a good line.
They're hype. They want to show what they want to get to it. Get in front of lights and cameras and can't do it.
That's true. That's only
it's
why
it's not easy.
That's why only certain guys get
it's
work
fun.
Continually. Yeah.
Trust me. The only porn life is fun.
That's why you see the same guys most of the time because they're the ones consistently can do it.
Right.
Most of them.
And you know? Back then, as I could say now, back then, the safest girl to fuck was a porn star. Silly as that sounds.
No, I got you. They were tested.
They were tested the time. Right. But now,
like,
you got girls that go outside of porn
stupid,
and escort.
That's so stupid.
Because the money
is
what it should be.
That you're messing up
and
for yourself
and other
people.
And they're bringing it back into the porn industry.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's how the STD starts.
Yeah, see, that's not smart, though.
We want to thank Misty Stone.
Yes, a round of applause again.
Round of applause, Misty Stone. My Jesus.
Christ.
want to thank... everybody, all the viewers and everyone on Twitter.
Yes.
Thank my producer, Sordinaire.
Well, thank
Jimmy
you.
Ace.
Yes, and the next week we'll get into the Leah stuff.
We'll get more into the Leah stuff next week.
These people need to be
right.
Put on.
Don't think we're going to forget in a week.
No.
Because they're going to hear more about
Trust me.
My man's in them.
Yes.
Good to see you once again.
Yeah, applause for that, too.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you all next time with Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Make sure you go to dollhouseradio.com. to check out the podcast. Shout out to Dollhouse Radio. Make sure we follow us at Dollhouse_radio. Follow my producer at Yankee Man
1973. You almost got it.
And follow me at Heaven Hollywood and follow my man's name at nothing. Because
exactly.
If you can find me on the block.
If you can find me, holla, I'm on the block. We will see y'all next time. Peace.
Yes, and ladies and tomatoes.
And the Raiders.
Yeah,
they suck too. Yeah, the Raiders.